Okay, here is the commentary for the bond prices and yields worksheet. Now, don't just look at the answer key. Go do the problems, and if you mess up, don't worry about it. Nobody's going to know, right? Okay, I'll wait. Are you done? All right, let's go over it. Let's read it together. A married couple from California is in the 35% federal tax bracket and the 11% California tax bracket. So that means they're doing okay, folks. They're making a goodly amount of money, right? Don't feel so sorry for them. They're considering three bonds. A 5% Arizona municipal bond, which is federal tax-free. A 4.5% California bond, which is double tax-free because they're from California, right? And they don't have to pay California state income tax on a bond that is issued in the state of California. That's a perk that your state will give you. Or they're looking at a 7.5% corporate bond, which is fully taxable at the federal level and the municipal level. So which bond offers the highest after-tax interest rate? We cannot just look at the three bond rates without doing the calculation to make them taxable equivalent. I know it sounds highfalutin, but really, we're just saying we have to compare apples to apples and oranges to oranges. Also, as we discussed in the assignment sheet, we like to see two, preferably three digits, and sometimes four, to the right of the decimal point for yields. So what does that mean? Don't just put 6% or 7 or 8% or 3%. We want to see 3.88 or 6.95, that kind of, that's what accuracy means. So let's take a look first at the Arizona bond. Excuse me. The formula is the municipal bond yield divided by 1 minus the federal marginal tax bracket, because it's federal tax exempt only. The Arizona can tax California residents. So the yield for the municipal bond, the Arizona municipal bond, is 5%. That's 0.05. Okay, you understand that? If not, contact me or maybe go to the Academic Success Center. Por ciento. Right. So 1 minus 35% in the denominator means 1 minus 0.35 or 0.65. So the formula boils down to 0.05 divided by 0.65 or 0.076923, depending on how many digits your calculator has. And you can leave it at that and it would be correct. But often we will display it as a percentage. So you move the decimal place 2 to the right, 7.69%. And you could say 7.692%. You could even say 7.7%, but let's use at least 3 digits of accuracy. Okay, so right from the beginning, we find that Arizona bond is better than the fully taxable corporate bond for this couple. If it were a couple in a different tax bracket, it might not be. Let's take a look at the California bond now. California formula, the federal and state tax-free formula, looks scarier, but really it's the same formula, folks. We take the muni bond yield, which is on the top, and divide that by 1 minus the federal bracket plus the state bracket. So 4.5%, what is that? That's 4.5%. Which turns out to be 0.045%. I'm sorry, 0.045. No, the percentage disappears when you change it to a decimal. And that's on the top. That's in the numerator. Now, we divide that by 1 minus the quantity, 35% plus 11%. So 35% is 0.35. 11% is 0.11. 0.35 plus 0.11 is 0.46. We then subtract 1 minus 0.46 and get 0.54. So the formula boils down to 0.045 divided by 0.54. And that turns out to be 0.08333333, repeating, or 8.33% is what we would normally show. Maybe 8.333%? Yeah. So, whoa, the California bond, because it is double tax-free, even though it pays the least in absolute dollars, lets the couple keep more of those dollars because they don't have to pay any taxes on that interest. Make sense? Do it again. Make sure. Do it again. Do it a couple of times, and then you'll say, oh, yeah, I got this. It's not that hard. I know people just look at the bond calculations and go, I can't do. Oh, these aren't that hard. A bond, number two, a bond with a par value, face value of $1,000 pays 5%, and it's currently priced at $950. So the market value is $950. That's what it would cost you to buy the bond. But remember, all bonds have a face value of $1,000. Well, some have other, but in our class, it'll always be $1,000. There's a 5,000 and 10,000 bonds, but for our class, we'll always use 1,000. What is the nominal, a.k.a. coupon interest rate? Hint, what's your name, Bob? Bob. Right, that's the easy question. Don't get that one wrong. And then calculate the current yield. So the nominal rate on a 5% bond is 5%. The coupon rate on a 5% bond is 5%. A 7% bond, it's 7%. 8%, 8%. It's just, don't get that wrong, okay? Now, the current yield we have to calculate. The formula is the annual interest, what we get from the bond, divided by the market price. Now, a 5% bond pays us $50, right? 5% of $1,000. A 10% bond would pay us $100. A 2% bond would pay us $2. That's how it works. That's why they use $1,000. So we're going to get $50 from that bond. But we only had to pay $950 for it. So 50 divided by the market price of 950 is 0.052632, or 5.26%, 5.263% you could write. Or just leave it, whatever your calculator creates, whatever displays in your calculator is good enough for me, it's good enough for everybody else. But normally you'll see them change it to a percentage. That's just the way it's done. But you don't have to do that. Okay, here comes the scary one. Number three. The bond in problem number two is a 10-year bond. So again, everything else is the same. The face value, the par value is 1,000. The market price is 950. And the coupon interest rate is 5%. So calculate the yield to maturity. Oh, that's scary looking. Look at that formula. Well, actually, folks, it's the same formula. Annual interest divided by, instead of the market price, the average, of the par value and the market price. That's what par value plus market price divided by 2 does. It gives you the average. When you add two numbers and divide by 2, you get the average. And then we add this scary looking thing in the right-hand corner. Par value minus the market price divided by the number of years of maturity. And what is that asking us to do? Well, remember, we bought the bond for $950. But when it matures, we're going to get $1,000. So that term, that quantity, that little piece of the formula, par value minus the market price divided by the number of years of maturity, is simply saying how much every year the bond is going to go closer and closer to $1,000. Huh? Well, let's do it and see if it makes any sense. The annual interest is $50. We add to that $1,000 the par value minus $950 the market price divided by the number of years of maturity, 10. So $1,000 minus $950 is $50. Right? That's how much it has to move from $950 to $1,000. It has to move $50. And it's going to take 10 years to do that. So 50 divided by 10 is 5. So what we're saying is every year we're getting an extra $5 from the bond. So our annual interest is $50. Add $5 every year because of the price going back to $1,000, and you get $55. So in the numerator is $55. In the denominator, we take the par value plus the market price, $1,000 plus $950, and we divide that by 2 to get the average. Well, some of you can do that in your head. What's the midpoint between 1,000 and 950? 975? Right. 1,000 plus 950 is 1,950. Divide that by 2 is 975. So the resulting formula is $55 every year, $50 of interest and $5 of capital appreciation. The bond is going to go up $5. It's market value. Divided by the average of the market value and the par value, 975, and you get 0.05641 or 5.64%, which is a little bit higher than the current yield. Why? Because the current yield is only looking at it today. We're getting paid $50 or $950 worth of bond, but our bond is going to increase in value over the next 10 years. So we're actually getting a little bit better return. And the opposite happens if we had to pay more than $1,000. If it were a premium bond, our interest rates would be less because we're only going to get $1,000 when the bond matures. Do these 2 or 3 times and they will not be as scary and make you want to scream and holler as it seems when you just look at the formulas. Do them a few times, and you will understand them. And, of course, if you have questions, you know who to contact. You can also take this to the Academic Success Center because they'll say, we don't do finance, but the math tutors can figure this out very, very quickly. You just say, look, just look at it, and they'll go, oh, okay, I can help you. Have fun. Bring honor and glory to Southwestern College. We want you to be awesome, dear students. See ya.